Thanks for listening to the Hotel Guys podcast. We're calling Nancy Ward, our friend who lives in Scappoose, Oregon.
Nancy?
Yes?
It's Rich and Paul,
the Hotel Guys.
Hey, Hotel Guys. How great to hear from you.
So we are talking with our friend Nancy Ward, and she was our, well, she's our longtime friend, but she was our first moderator.
Hostess.
For our first podcast.
Yes, it's KOHI
AM
Radio in Scappoose, and they have
On the web.
Yes, they have a lovely sound studio, and we were invited in, and that's where our first podcast began.
So you can listen to Nancy on her own program online, actually, KOHI AM Radio, on Friday mornings.
Yes.
Friday mornings, yes, on Odd Friday.
Odd Friday,
yes. Because all of our Fridays are odd in Scappoose, Oregon.
Right.
So how are you guys doing?
We're good.
We've been really here
just over a week now in Costa Rica. We're currently in La Fortuna.
La Fortuna, Nancy. Have you been here?
I have. I have been to La Fortuna. It's pretty special. Mm. I mean, actually, as you well know, the whole country is pretty special.
It really is. It's such a small country. I mean, it's the size of the U.S. state of West Virginia.
Yes, I don't think I knew
it was that small.
Yeah, right.
And just 5 million people, so it's very different from India.
Well, it's very different from its capital city, San Jose, just 3 hours away too, which is where we flew into and where we started.
Yeah, so we wanted to just kind of check in real early in this trip and give you some thoughts about what we've been up to and share a bit.
Well, we thought good podcast.
We've actually had people who listen to you on our program email us and ask us if you'd be giving updates, and I assured them that you would. So thank you so much for calling.
Uh-huh.
Oh, good.
Yes.
Good.
So the adventure began the day after the election. So we left the United States out of Portland bright and early, Nancy. It was, oh my gosh, I think we were picked up at 3:15 a.m., but the cool thing about this trip down to Costa Rica now, flying Alaska Airlines, we were able to leave Portland at 5 a.m. in the morning, and we arrived just as it was getting dark in San Jose. It must have been close to 5 in the evening.
Yeah.
So,
When we did this trip before, we had to stay the night in Los Angeles, both coming and going. Well, we chose to and stay on Alaska because they've had that connection for a few years. But now from Portland, and I imagine from Seattle too, that there's the connection to do it all the same day.
Yeah, that's an option. I know some of the flights still will have you overnight in LA, but we were lucky.
Yes, that makes a big difference to be able to get it over and done with in one day, and boom, there you are.
Yeah, so we were headed back to the same hotel that we stayed in before, which we loved, and the studio hotel in Santa Ana, the suburb of San Jose, and we went back to record it. Actually, we've already posted our video on our website, and you can see that at hotelguys.com, but it was really just a very curious couple of first days, so we thought we would focus on the first 24 hours. Rich, why don't you start with the first hour?
Oh my gosh. We arrived with a reservation with a car rental company, and we were swiftly and promptly delivered to their off-airport site. And we started to check in and realized that the car really wasn't going to work out for us. Actually, they did not have the car that we had signed up for. So it's expensive here in Costa Rica to get involved in car rental.
Well, for me, it wasn't even so much that they didn't have the right car. It was that we were getting cold feet about spending so much money because we had arranged in advance to rent using some points on one of our credit cards for, you know, the whole duration of our stay. And it was just going to cost a fortune. Really expensive insurance, and you cannot rely on the insurance that many of us do with our credit card. So we had to buy their insurance, and you can buy high, medium, or low. And you know, the bottom line is it was going to end up being $85 a day with the best insurance.
When they said
that they didn't have the car, we used it as a way to back out, which was not easy. I had to call their credit card and tell them that the service being provided was not, because I did it through them, and then I promptly got and confirmed this morning that we actually got our money back that we had paid in advance.
So, Nancy, you know that kind of feeling in your gut when you walk into a business and it just is like the vibe says,
It wasn't so much the business. We just knew it wasn't really a good deal for us, even though we were going to proceed with the convenience of having a car.
I was so glad it kind of worked that way because energetically it was not right for me.
So it wasn't right for me either. So there's the first piece of it.
Yeah.
And so we just promptly called an Uber. We saw that the Uber was down here.
Yep.
And so we called an Uber and we were picked up just a few minutes later with all of our luggage that we intended to put in the back of our own car. So we're schlepping a lot of bags in a small car. And we just met the greatest guy.
Yep, we paid, you know, $10.13 to get transported, I don't know, what was it, 20 minutes from...
like 30.
From the airport, yes, to the studio hotel, which is another whole story. So his name is Tony. He's a new dad. He has, a 7-month-old daughter. And we just packed everything in his car and headed off to our hotel and just liked him instantly.
Well, enough so that we called him the next day. We had taken his WhatsApp number and we called him the next day and we wanted to go to a very special place that we had discovered when we were here before, but I want Rich to tell that part of it.
Well, Nancy, you know that until Paul and I traveled to Costa Rica in 2016, I was not drinking coffee. And seriously, 22 years, no coffee. So day five, it's like, okay.
In our trip from before.
In 2016. Yeah. So I'm like, okay, day five, let's just taste it. Well, since then, I've fallen in love with coffee, as you may know, and in moderation. But as we were leaving Costa Rica out of San Jose in February of 16, we stayed at this lovely hotel, and they served Sikawa coffee. And both Paul and I were drinking the coffee and fell in love with it. And we drank all kinds of lovely Costa Rican coffees. But this one just totally stood out. And our waiter comes back. He had gone back into the back room and cut out the package label from Sikawa coffee. And I quickly then got online, tried to communicate with them, got an email back saying, no, there's no coffee available in the States. And lo and behold, our big mission
Let me pick it up from
there. It happened. I got to go.
So we call Tony the next day.
I think I'm beginning to understand that one of the main things you wanted to go back to Costa Rica for was the coffee.
Well, I just knew there was something there. And the couple that we met, they're just lovely. So Paul, take the rest of this story home.
So yes, I wanted to tie it back into where we started, which was that we WhatsApped Tony, our Uber driver from the day before, and he was very available. That's what he does full time.
Yeah.
And he took us up to Sikawa Coffee in not too far from the town, from the city of San Jose.
The Pava region.
Pava region is just about northeast of the city, about 45 or 55 minutes.
Yeah, I mean, the traffic in San Jose now, I don't know how long you were there ago it was, but traffic is really kind of, it's like backed up and limited, back roads, and we navigated through just, you know, beautiful areas that we just never would have seen had we not had this mission to go after the coffee. So yeah, it was a great ride.
Right, and we're going to do actually our next video editing little art project. We'll start on the Sikawa coffee as a video, so you can keep an eye out for. As you're listening to this, we may have already posted it on our website.
So Tony, our driver, calls because we realized this. We thought a cafe was closing at 5. He calls and tells them two American guys are coming after their coffee. And they were really happy to stay open for us. And lo and behold, we jumped out of the car and it was like coffee nirvana for me. And the people are lovely.
So we bought a lot of coffee, and we've been drinking all their different blends. And
right now they have three different blends.
So they're all amazing. Yeah. So anyway, the video will tell you a lot more about the Sikawa coffee, but it was just a wonderful connection with Tony.
Mm-hmm. Well, what I remember about that ride, Paul, I mean, you have to remember that Paul and I are the teen elders, and Tony's like 28, and he listens to like great music.
Yeah.
And so as a result of, fortunately, Google Translate, we just had this great language lesson from the get-go.
Yeah, we saw his English actually improve over the time, because this wasn't the end of the Tony stories. But over the course of he dropped us off in La Fortuna the next day. So we used him yet again to bring us up on a longer excursion and just drop us here, since we didn't have the car that we intended to have. And that was just ended up being like, not only did we save a lot of money, mm-hmm. but we have had a great cultural exchange with him. He got to practice more of his English. We got to practice more of our Spanish,
mm-hmm.
and just a great fun and musical.
Yeah, Paul's got a new favorite musician that you've been listening to.
It's an Argentinian artist named Los Cofres. And they are just fantastic. He is just fantastic. But
the fun part, you know, I mean, somehow Paul and I love hanging out with these young people on so many levels, because they end up not just being like, oh, I'm the driver, but they become like tour guides, recommenders of places we would never think of going. And again, just the cultural language lesson and music exchange was really, really fun with him in that car.
You know, that's one of the reasons we all travel, isn't it? To find these connections with people in countries that are willing to share everything they have with you, all their knowledge.
You know,
they're proud of their country. They want you to see it in the same light that they see it.
Yeah, it's one of the best parts of traveling, for sure.
Yep.
I would say,
You guys are so good at this. I mean, you have it happen everywhere you go,
well,
and that's because you like wear a neon sign that says, come and tell me everything about you, your family, and your country. And you just attract all these people. It's really fabulous.
It is kind of more, it's factual that it's the truth. But I take very little credit for it. I call it the blonde factor of Rich. But we are, so it's just great, because you just think of all the crazy people that could pick you up in an Uber after being kind of like disappointed and kind of relieved at the same time about the whole car thing. And then it just ends up being this awesome thing. So Tony then brought us up to La Fortuna the next day. And as Rich was kind of alluding to, you know, we stopped in the little town of San Carlos, and you know, and using a lot of Google Translate, he was saying that, you know, oh, here's this really cool place, but the tourists never go there. It's the village of Sachi, S-A-C-H-I-E.
Do you know that one, Nancy?
I do not know that.
It's not that far from San Carlos. I'm sure there are tourists there, but he's saying it's not a big big tourist destination. It's a village of handicrafts.
Right.
Which generally, that's not my cup of tea particularly, but we're kind of feeling like we might go back there. So we'll see. But that's the kind of trip that we're on, is that we can kind of hear that, and we're hanging out in our apartment in La Fortuna and thinking about going back to Sachi. And we're thinking about contacting Tony yet again. So stay tuned for that, because we're not sure what we're
going to do. Tony's not done with us. But he also, Paul, remember...
Yeah, how far is it from San Jose to La Fortuna?
Yeah, it's a good question. So 3.5 hours drive, so it's not like it's just around the corner for an Uber driver. So we're kind of giving Tony some opportunity to be like a greater, bigger tourist.
Well, he's off grid from that Uber company, which I don't want to say that name too often, because they have a reputation in the States.
Well, and the other thing too, as a small country, his family lives in an area that's about La Fortuna is not completely out of the way for him because his wife and, as Rich said, infant daughter live there, and so he periodically goes there. So he can work a trip into La Fortuna on, you know, effectively on his way to see his family.
Yep. And that's,
how nice.
Yeah, and, you know, that's the big money source.
Can you tell everybody how much that Uber drive cost? Mm-hmm. Or it wasn't an Uber drive, but how...
Sure.
Did it turn out being just as reasonable as renting a car?
So here's the comparison, actually, because then I, of course, priced this because that's how I roll. But to have, there's a great service, a couple of different, Gray Line, and then also a service named Interbus. That run in Costa Rica. I think I read that Interbus is owned by the Italians and Gray Line is actually owned by the Costa Ricans. But a ride, a one-way ride with one bag each from what we were doing point to point, hotel to the Airbnb drop-off, was $75 each?
Yes, yes.
And then we have extra bags and they charge extra bags like they charge them on airlines. So what would have cost us around $150 on either Gray Line van or Interbus shuttle van service was $150, and we paid, he quoted us $80 and we gave him $100.
Right.
So we both made more money and we saved money and he saved money by not using Uber. So,
well, and not only that, but you had your own private tour guide.
Mm-hmm. We did, right, exactly. Mm-hmm.
If you were driving on your own, you wouldn't have known about these places to stop. No. You wouldn't have gotten all the commentary that you were provided.
No, we would have still been...
What a lucky thing that you guys ended up not getting a rental car.
Well, that's kind of what we... And here we are multiple days beyond the end of our story here, and we're not regretting it.
Oh, no. I keep thinking, oh, my gosh, I can buy a few, you know, Christmas decorations because of the money I'm saving not having that rental car sitting out front without putting any miles on it.
And in La Fortuna, there are 5 separate counters for car rentals.
Right.
But there's also a street or two, and it's a really small town, with cars lined up where guys are willing to take you here and there, and you make your own deal, and you tell them where you want to go. Which we're used to using those kind of services.
Right.
We actually haven't used them in La Fortuna yet. We've just been two local yokels.
Well, and also, Nancy, this is the kind of the winding down of the big rainy season. And so right now we're looking out our huge windows that are like floor to ceiling and we're seeing blue sky. But this first week here really has been a lot of fun because, you know, daytime highs are like, you know, maybe 81, nighttime it's 73, and these massive showers come through. No lightning and thunder, but just torrential kind of downpours. And then everyone scurries back outdoors and they run their errands. And then, you know, the next shower comes through. And right now, you know, it's looking better. And by next Sunday, we're going to like gain another 10 degrees up to 85 and 86. So it's going to warm up. And that's kind of typical for Costa Rica this time of year, end of November.
Yeah, you're coming into high season, I would assume, for their tourism.
It is. It starts, I think, on the calendar on December 1.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. You're just ahead of the big crush.
Right, which is kind of how we planned it. So, what else do we want to talk about?
Well, I want to say that I met a 12-foot giant sloth when we stopped in a little town called San Ramon.
Well, it was...
Yeah.
It had been
did you see that photograph I posted on
Instagram?
Well, I know. You should say that it had seen a taxidermist before it saw you. I mean, it wasn't a lot.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, but Tony like really wanted us to see it. He thought the museum was kind of funky, which it was.
It was just a local. I mean, it was
a regional little museum.
Historical museum.
But to see this massive...
In the town of San Ramon, which was a really cute square that we just stopped to stretch our legs on the way up to La Fortuna, because what's the hurry?
Exactly.
Yeah.
So,
which we wouldn't have done in the Interbus, by the way.
No.
Right,
yeah,
exactly.
Yeah.
Or probably wouldn't have even done if you were driving yourself.
Probably not.
Right, yeah, right. You just, true. Yeah.
So how long are you guys going to be in La Fortuna?
Well, we have a 1 month rental and we're here until December 7th.
So 3 more weeks.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yes.
3 more weeks. And how are you finding La Fortuna? Are you enjoying it?
We are. I love the little town.
Well, you know, the rain is, we're getting out and about, but we're not going out for dinner. We did have twice, but we're making our own meals in, and we're eating our own food in the way we like it, which is to say curried vegetables and a fresh salad.
Oh.
We have it every night for dinner. We don't get tired of
it. Well,
ever.
And the really cool thing, just like, you know, Portland at our farmer's market.
True.
We arrive here and we keep discovering, we just found another market that's open just on Fridays. Oh my gosh.
Which is really the best, with some of the most variety of vegetables. So instead of exploring and discovering restaurants like we often do and like to, we're discovering the produce markets. We've probably got about 6 so far, little places that we've seen. And,
so what did you serve up this morning when you split that?
Well, it was a massive papaya that took both hands to carry around.
Fresh strawberries.
So halved it and then put fresh pineapple, fresh cut strawberries from South America.
And then
yogurt smothering all of that, and then just slurp it down.
Everything was
perfectly ripe. So to answer your question, we're getting along just fine in La Fortuna.
Yes. It's really a sweet, easy town to move through, and because we aren't in the high tourist season, it's really quiet and chill. Now, with that said, and I'm really happy that this... It's Sunday is quieter, but this street is like a major thoroughfare that we're on for, you know, trucks and cars heading out of town. So with all that said, it just adds another layer of charm and we've got a bird's eye view. So it's a fun location being here.
Well, I mean, we are going to do our third video after the one I alluded to about the coffee visit. Is going to be about how we made over our Airbnb in 1 week. So you can stay tuned for that, or possibly you're listening to this and we've already posted it. But it's going to probably be something that we do, in the month of December?
We'll see.
Yes, we'll see.
The makeover is complete, though. We would need a tall ladder, which
to keep
we
going.
Don't have. But we'll show you. You know, we'll show people just how you might improve the space on $100 or less.
Right. So, I mean, what we realized when we walked in was that our Airbnb was a blank slate. And we, meaning Rich, in one week.
With Paul's input, of course, with a lot of the...
Transformed it.
Art installations.
Yeah. So, La Fortuna is a straight-up tourist kind of town, right? Mm-hmm. So it's not like you can step off away from what is really a lot of tourism influence. Yeah. If you're staying in town, of course, you just have to step outside the city limits and you're in the jungle, it feels like. It's just so lush here and so incredible.
It's beautiful. It's beautiful here.
So the Airbnb that you're staying in, is it a single house, a standalone house, or a room in a house, or what does the place look like?
Well, below us, we're on the second floor. It's a separate standalone building, and down below is a breakfast restaurant that opens at 6:30, and they're out of there by 10 in the morning. So otherwise, the building is ours.
Yeah.
So, oh, nice.
Yeah.
So we have an entrance on the side, and it comes up to a very loft-like ceiling anyway. It's all basically what we would think of as a studio apartment. It's all open, but it has a lovely functional kitchen, simple.
Without a stove.
And one king-size bed, And then a bathroom and...
A washer and dryer.
And a washer and dryer.
That's the big one.
Which is kind of crazy. We were a little indifferent, but we use it a lot. With this climate, we find we're washing clothes more frequently. Mm-hmm.
You know, the hotel guys in an Airbnb, this is a kind of a new concept. And I'm really loving being able to do my own laundry when I'm traveling. That's really nice.
So I know your next question. Isn't the answer 37?
$37
a night.
$38 a night.
So, and we're paying $38 a night.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Now, I did go on and check this rate.
With the internet, I think we mentioned that.
So. Yes, I did go on and check the rate, Paul, and it was now, if and largely, she says this is a few nights and people push on, but it's $75 a night.
Right, so again, we are staying the 30 nights on to get the discount that coaxes people on Airbnb to stay that long. In this, for this property, it was a 50% discount. So $38 a night is the 50% discounted monthly rate.
So our rent?
Well, that's a very big incentive to stay for a month. If you have the opportunity in your calendar to be able to do that,
exactly.
It's very wise.
So we actually look for the Airbnb properties that offer, 50 is really at the high end of what we've seen, isn't it? I mean, some properties, if we see that there's only a 10% discount, it's not that much of an incentive for us to look maybe beyond, well, maybe that's only a place for a week instead of a month.
Which is a lot less than you'd be paying if you were renting in Portland, Oregon.
Right, or even in any of the surrounding resorts here. So, our thoughts had been we would look around and maybe stay in a hotel or two if we felt like we wanted one to record, but to do a video. But I don't think we're going to here because we're going to do the coffee video and then we're going to do the Airbnb makeover.
Well, and there's just not enough time. There's a hotel that we stayed here back in just up the road when we were out.
That's right, the one here, yeah.
Yeah, and we love that property. I wish I could think of the name of it.
I can think of it. El Silencio de Campo Hotel.
Yes.
And yeah, in La Fortuna, El Silencio de Campo Hotel. We loved it.
Yeah, and so the ambitious, hotel guy wants to get in touch with them and go in and shoot some video. And then show people what that's all about. We do all of this for free. We're not making any money. And it's a cool piece of property. That's where I got my first cup of coffee. Maybe that's why I'm so drawn to it. That's hilarious.
Remember it so well.
Oh, gosh.
Ugh. So. Well, you guys, as usual, you are having the best time and you are sharing it with all of us. We're so lucky to live vicariously with the travels that you two are on.
Yes,
and,
thank you so much.
When are you going to go see the volcano?
We see it out the window when the clouds go away. We have a full-on, straight-up view.
But as far as doing some local sightseeing, which, of course, we will beyond what we have done on foot so
soon.
Far. Yeah, we'll do that soon, and we'll be, sharing a lot of that on our social media. If you want to follow us on Instagram at HotelGuys1, HotelGuys1.
Yep.
And then, or on Facebook or YouTube at Global Hotel Guys. So, and then, of course, our website at HotelGuys.com.
And now we just produced a newsletter. So if people are interested in checking out our newsletter and getting something in your mailbox whenever we release a video, just subscribe. All we need is your email address.
On our website.
Yep. So that's how people can...
Your website is fabulous. You have done such a
thank
good
you.
Job.
Well,
the revamp is just wonderful.
Thank you so
I
much.
Agree.
We actually are utilizing this space that we're in has ended up being a really creative space. So we're going with it, and we're going to be doing a lot more. We have a lot of content that we need to add from our trips last year to India and Sri Lanka. We want to give everybody a little bit more than just one image on some of our hotel listings. So stay tuned.
I know it's endless.
And you can search for any hotel on our site. No.
Yeah, that's right.
So yes, thank you. We're making changes there.
Yeah, Brady will be very glad to hear that.
Oh, awesome. Good. I know. Hey, that kind of constructive criticism, that's what we take it to heart.
Oh, yeah.
That's awesome.
Well,
I can't wait for our next gathering.
You know what? I think this is a great idea. Let's keep doing it.
Let's keep doing it. Uh-huh. I know that the people in Columbia County that heard you on the radio the first time are really interested in your trip. So
awesome.
I will make sure they... keep up to date with what you guys are doing.
How sweet.
Great. Thank you, Nancy.
Thank you, guys. Take care.
Okay.
All right.
Bye.